Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kevin.
I am Doug.
Hi, Doug. You sound more chipper today.
Top 5 Tuesday.
Do you want to start the list with Doug?
No. I'm sitting this out.
Oh. Damn it. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I hope people enjoy my version of Doug.
It's pretty accurate. No, it's not. It's good. It's very funny.
All right. So we got a Top 5 Tuesday. We're doing Top 5 Power Ballads. And I'll start things off. I'll do it. You know, maybe you should, because you're really the kind of the music head of the group. So maybe you should start.
You were too, though. I thought we were both music heads.
But you're definitely on another level than me, because you can reference almost anything in music related, and like I cannot. And you are, you know, like as to where these days I might turn to a podcast to listen to while you're still jamming out to music every minute of the day. So I would say, let's start with you.
Okay. My number five is that's what, yeah. Damn it. My number five is from a one hit wonder from the hair metal era, because that's when power ballads were really hitting their stride, excuse me. And it's Mr. Big, and it's The One to Be With You. I'm the one who wants to.
Oh, that be one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Dude, if you were at a party in like the 80s or 90s and that song was out and you started just singing that a cappella to a girl, you were probably going to get laid that night. Or you were either going to get the whole room to sing along, and then your best friend's going to lay your girl. And then you're going to be really sad because you started the Mr. Big chant that got your best friend laid and not you.
Damn, and it was your girl.
And it was my girl.
Mr. Steel, your girl.
Never forget you, Rosie.
My number five, Rosie. My number five also comes from a one-hit wonder. They're a small band, and they're called Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy and the Osbournes.
Right. That was their hit 90s reality show. But my number five is Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Such a great one. That's a banger.
It is a banger, and it's definitely a ballad. So, mm-hmm. That's my number five. Number four. Yes.
My number four is probably going to be much higher up on your list, because this seems to be the power ballad and all power ballads, which I think this was, and like I said, in my opinion, the last major power ballad to come out, and hey, that's Cavs. Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Close My Eyes.
Oh.
I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, Jer. And I don't want to miss a thing.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
I bought this single for a coworker of mine who was, he was like French African. He could barely speak English, but they'd always have him working in the back as a chef and just kind of setting stuff up. So we had a CD player back there, and I bought him the single for this. And he played it so much and would sing along to it that like management got pissed and like tried to get rid of the CD while he was gone one day. Awesome. Because they were just like, he just keep playing it on loop. And he's like, this song is just beautiful. He's like, thank you for this CD. I have listened to it all the time. And he'd just be sitting back there singing along and working. And like I said, it would just drive the management crazy. I loved it.
I can't speak about this song because it might be on my list somewhere.
That's fine. And then, yeah, we'll save that story.
Okay, so I think we missed Doug, though, with his... He said, what about me? for his number five. And, okay, Doug, go ahead.
Meh.
All right. So
is that by the artist, or is that the song?
I don't know. Okay, so my number four is going to be Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
Nice.
Because who doesn't love a song in a church in the middle of the desert?
Right?
You know?
Real Doctor Who experience, too. It's bigger on the inside.
Yeah. It's the size of a mansion on the inside.
Yeah.
But it's so tiny on the out. Yeah, that was, I mean, who doesn't know that song? That song is a banger as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could throw any of these songs on and just start to cry.
just feel it. Just turn off, mm-hmm. just light a candle, turn your lights out, let your mullet grow a little bit.
And then put just
some hairspray in.
And then just weep.
Just weep into your fucking, weep into your Canadian tuxedo.
Uh-huh. All right, so we've moved, so we're moved on to number three. Wink! Okay, Doug, did you have one? All right, what is
it? Give it, Doug.
Britney Spears.
Did she have a power ballad?
All of them.
All of them.
All right.
I'm not yet a woman, yet not a girl or something. Would that be considered a power ballad?
Yeah.
You know how my impression of Doug reminds me of, and I just thought of it, is the woman from Monsters Inc. who is the slug woman who
with the glasses, the beads,
Lebowski or whatever.
That's good.
No, I'm not going to be able to get that out of my head.
Wow. We've got a vision. We got a visual now.
We have a Hulk. okay. So number three,
my number three is also Guns N' Roses, November
Rain.
Yeah, dude, it's a banger, man. I remember the music video was cool. If you got to hear the whole version of the song, which is rare on the radio, because they would only play like half of it, because the song was like 8 minutes, I think. And so like every once in a while, they'll get to like, they'll just do the slow part at the beginning. And then as it starts building up, they'll like cut the song off. Mm-hmm. It made no sense. But then like the actual video, like I said, you sat through all 8 minutes of it.
Oh, yeah. It is masterful storytelling.
Yeah. And it was like... I don't want to say this generation's Bohemian or that generation's Bohemian Rhapsody, but as far as like production goes, you know, you had piano work, you had flutes, you had like a, you know, orchestra playing in the background. Then you had Slash doing his fucking sweet, you know, hair in the eye solos. Like it was a good arrangement of music, man.
Yep. Agreed. My number three comes from a small crew. Some would call them a motley crew. and it's Home Sweet Home. And I could not tell you the words of this song, and I cannot for some reason get it into my head, but it's such a well-known song that as soon as it starts playing, you know exactly what it is, and you know you could sing along to it. But for some reason, I'm like having a hard time recalling what it is. I apologize because I wanted to sing it.
Oh,
and now I can't.
Well, it's on my list at some point. So there you go. Spoiler.
I hope I'm going to ask you what your number two is. And I hope that that's what you're going to say. So, I mean, there's only 2 points left here. So who knows?
Oh, I spoiled that one then.
All right. What's your number two?
You know, I'm extreme. No, extreme more than words. So I guess that kind of ruins what my number one is.
Oh, no. You let it loose.
But I'll tell you this, though. Extreme, though. I wanted to make this number one at first because, like, this is, like, once again, it's. I wouldn't consider it a power ballad because it doesn't have anything other than vocals and acoustic guitar to it. But it's still one of those fucking bangers. Like it's the song you definitely put your lighter up to.
I don't.
Do people still have lighters?
I've heard this song. What is it called?
You know this. More than words. Saying I love.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Not yeah, yeah. You know that.
Who
that,
names like, their band Extreme?
I know, and the funny thing is that's their like calmest song. They do have some like. Pretty like crazy like metal club bangers, I guess, or at least, you know, like hair metal club bangers. But this song was the one that was a hit because, I mean, it is a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, that was to this day. I hear it. And I'm like, what was it like Jack Black and Jimmy Fallon did a cover of this. They did a one for one shot of the music video. for the Tonight Show at one point during quarantine, and it was hilarious just seeing them cover it together.
I don't. God, I'd have to look.
I'll find it for you. I'll link it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, my number two is going to make you sick because it's from Poison, and it's Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh boy.
Oh, if Doug were here, he'd hate me. I do. So, man, there's nothing that'll make you sadder than that song. And in a good way, like it'll make you reminisce and think and make you feel lonely if you're single. Every rose has a thorn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. that's my version of it. So that's my number two. All right. We've reached.
That's the song you hold up over your head, over the, you know, the radio over your head and you're in your crush's backyard before you get the
every
cops called on you.
Single night. And they keep not responding. I don't get it. I don't get it. I've been here for 40 years. Why don't you love me, Mom?
Oh.
Oh, wait, what?
What? I don't think that's what that song was pointed at.
Is that what's going on? Is that what's wrong?
No.
Okay, so we've reached number one, and I'm going to be surprised by this.
It's you ever heard of this group called Motley Crue?
Uh-oh. Who do they? Is that a fast food joint?
Yes, it is a fast food joint. You go get the Motley Crue. You get a big old metal burger.
You get yourself a dish. It's called Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, it's too fast for love. I'll tell you that. it's Home Sweet Home, man. This is the I think, in my opinion, the penultimate like power ballad by a legit. Like a legit hair metal / metal band. And that's Motley Crue. Like Motley Crue has been the bad boys of metal and all that or whatever, but like they were a legit band. They had some really great songs, and this song, man, it hits the feels every time. Like Tommy. Yeah. Like, their drummer plays the piano intro to this every time. And it's really cool, man. It just hypes me up every time. And the words were that, you know, I'm a dreamer.
Oh, yeah, that's the song.
My heart's a gold.
I couldn't remember.
I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. This is so good. It's just like it sets up and it just builds up. And then once that it hits those like, you know, the fill drums where it's just builds up. I just want to listen to it now. And yeah, man, it's just. I love Motley Crue and just such a great, great song. That's easily my number one. That like when I wrote the top five list with this one already in number one.
Perfect. Okay. So my number one, if you were listening earlier in the show, you would know what my number one is because I spoiled it way back. And it's Aerosmith. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Yeah. This song, boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is going to be a little embarrassing to say. I may have told the story once before in the 14 years of this podcast. but I wrote the lyrics down on a piece of paper and I then put it with the CD and sent it off to my girlfriend in the mail with a note and a love letter. And I just... This was during the time of my life when I was like, I think it was, I was 17, 18. I was in full, like in love mode, my first love. And, I couldn't express my love good enough, with my words. So I relied on Aerosmith to tell her that I don't want to miss a thing. And I was just like, I was so dumb.
Man. You think that works because it worked in movies. And that's the thing. Like in the 90s, like, I guess people our age, we were groomed to believe that, you know,
yeah,
love is just so easy to get. You just got to make a mixtape and she's just going to fall into your arms.
Listen, no. We were in love. Like, she was already my girl.
Oh, okay.
Like, we were already together, but she goes, wait, why did you send me the lyrics and write them down? I was like, oh, because I wanted it to be personal. And she goes, aha. Oh. She was like, no, that's really sweet, but, you know, one would have sufficed, I guess. I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
You know, but
you
I was
think
like,
it's, you think it's the right thing, but.
Yeah, I was like, I'm showing you my extra love. So, yeah, it's just silly.
Extra credit.
But anyways, that is it. That's our Top 5 Tuesday. Tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday. Make sure that you hit us up on Discord and let us know what your top 5 power ballads are and or make fun of ours. Yeah! So, until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Doug. Your list sucks.
All right, thank you, Doug.